If I told you there was a Bible study in Scripture that connected three themes, being obesity, left-handedness, and spending way too much time in the restroom, and I said, tell me a story that fits all three of those things in the Bible, I bet a lot of us would go, I'll take that bet. I don't think there actually is one. And today, I'm here to tell you that you're wrong. One of the weirdest, strangest, unsung heroes in the whole Bible takes place in Judges chapter 3. You guys, this is the weirdest story. It's like straight out of a James Bond film, but here's what happens. Israel has this habit of doing evil in the eyes of the Lord. They turn away to foreign gods. Then they find themselves in trouble, so they cry out to God, and God continues to save them over and over again. The picture that we get throughout Scripture of Israel or God's people's adultery, turning away from Him, and then Him rectifying, redeeming them. And God uses a lot of different ways to redeem them. I'm going to bet this might be the weirdest one. Verse 12 of chapter 3 of Judges. Again, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord. This happens again and again. And because they did this evil, the Lord gave Eglon, his name means obese or round, king of Moab, power over Israel. Getting the Ammonites and Amalekites to join him, Eglon came and attacked Israel, and they took possession of the city of Palms. The Israelites were subject to King Eglon of Moab for 18 years. So 18 years, this man named Eglon, who was grossly overweight, comes with the Amalekites and the Ammonites, and they take over the city of Israel. This happens again. Here's the response. Again, the Israelites cried out to the Lord, and He gave them a deliverer. There's a lot of different deliverers in Scripture, Jesus being the pinnacle deliverer. And what I love about this story is how God uses the least of these, or what would we suppose would be the opposite of what a deliverer is, to actually deliver His people. It says, therefore, Ehud was the name of this unsung hero, a left-handed man, the son of Gera the Benjamite, that the Israelites sent him with tribute to Eglon, king of Moab. So God sends this man named Ehud, who's left-handed. This is actually really important. Now, Ehud made a double-edged sword about a cubit long, which is about 18 inches, so it's kind of like a sword, which he strapped to his right thigh under his clothing. He presented the tribute to Eglon, king of Moab, who was a very fat man. That's what it says in the Bible. After Ehud presented the tribute, he sent on their way those who had carried it. But on reaching the stone images near Gilgal, he himself went back to Eglon and said, Your Majesty, I have a secret message for you. So this left-handed dude ties a big sword to his right thigh, and he sends this these people to come in and to give a tribute to Eglon to make him think that he is kindly and whatever. And as they would have, they probably would have checked Ehud to make sure he didn't mean any harm. So how would you do that? Well, the vast majority of people were right-handed. So like today, if you were to check if I had a sword, you'd probably check my left side to see if I was hiding anything. Well, if I was left-handed, then it would be on my right thigh. So the way the story goes is when the guards came to see if Ehud had any weapons, they checked the wrong side. So he was able to actually shimmy in an 18-inch long sword into the chambers of the king under an auspicion of a secret message because he was left-handed. In fact, where we get the word sinister comes from this Hebrew letter. The last three letters of the Hebrew alphabet are shin, sin, tof. The second to last one is sin, which is, it looks like a W with a dot over the left end of the W. And that's called a sin. And then the shin is kind of like the right side. It has a dot over the right side of it. I did it backwards for you. I don't really know how it's going to work. But the idea was, if you were left-handed, people thought that you were evil. Because you were able to draw from the wrong side, you could trick people. You could extend your right hand, and you could shake their hand, and then draw with your left hand and still kill them. So people thought that people who were left-handed, sinister, were actually sinister or evil. So God uses what the people would have thought was an evil thing to send this man with a sword on the wrong side in. And the king said to his attendants, leave us. This guy, he doesn't have any weapons. And they all left. Ehud then approached him while he was sitting alone in the upper room of his palace. I have a message from God for you, he said. Ehud reached with his left hand, drew the sword, and plunged it into the king's belly. Even the handle sank in after the blade, and his bowels discharged. Ehud did not pull the sword out because the fat closed in over it. Then Ehud went out of the porch, locked him in, and went on his way. It says the people stood outside. His guards stood outside. Because they didn't know that there was a guy in there, and they certainly didn't think he had been killed. After he had gone, the servants came and found the doors of the upper room locked. They said, he must be relieving himself in the inner room of the palace. So they waited to the point of embarrassment, it says, until they finally realized it. I told you, there's a Bible story that has left-handedness, relieving yourself, and this crazy story of obesity all mixed into one. It's one of the most unsung stories of Scripture, where God uses the least of these to save his people. We'll see you tomorrow.